Test. 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 Testing. Test.
Check this out.
Ranger.
Autonomous Action Radio, a multimedia radio show, a website, an idea, a suggestion, an action plan. Because it's up to us now.
This communique will most likely be marked and destroyed shortly after it is discovered. Listen on at your own risk. The urban industrialized society that you live within is systematically destroying the environment. The Mechanopolis is destroying the planet. You have been psychologically programmed to believe that this is not happening. Pockets of resistance have been weeded out and crushed.
Good afternoon, welcome to the Aniki Show. You're on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. My name is Linda and I'm going to be with you for the Aniki Show, Autonomous Action Radio. Starting off today's show, we heard a song called Mother Earth by Boogie to the Beat. And I found that one from a radio station website called Revolutions Per Minute. Indigenous music culture, and they also have put out a the 15 best Indigenous music videos of 2014 and the 15 best Indigenous music songs or albums of 2014. And so in the coming weeks, I'm going to be playing those. In case you haven't heard, there's an election coming up in Queensland and everyone's in a mad panic, were in a mad panic to make sure young people were involved. And so it made me think, why do we wait until election time to remind people that they should be actively involved in making decisions about the city, state, country and world we live in? The world would be a better place if people always took an interest in politics. Because after all, politics is about life. And when I say active, I don't just mean watching the news or reading the newspaper. I mean making your voice heard, as the Triple Z likes to say, agitate, educate, organise. So get out there. The Stimulators page on Facebook has the exact quote that I need. I saw this last night. It's your motherfucking world. You are the creator. And this was said by Bob Ross, who was a painter and TV host. I don't know if many Australians know him, but a lot of Americans seem to know him. If you're cool and you know, you'll know who Bob Ross is. I had to look it up. He had a painting TV show. So that's my thought on the election coming up. You don't have to wait for the election to make your voice heard. You can get involved in politics every single day of the week. Coming up on today's show, we're going to be looking at gentrification. G in the anarchist alphabet. And also, I've got an interview that I did last night with Nikki Dinesh, who is a member of the Middle Eastern Anarchist Network. She's based in Sydney, and I talked to her about what is going on at the moment in Rojava in northern Syria. And also, you may have heard Kobani is a town which is under attack by ISIS, and that's part of that region. First of all, though, I'm going to cut to another track, and this song is called Hold On Until the End. It's by a group called Sister Says, who were part of the RPM Best Songs of 2014.
Sometimes it feels like you hold the keys, two voices on a phone line, staring into the unknown, corsets and bridal gowns. Make it swift, make it short, make it hold until the end. Make it swift, make it short, make it hold until the end. Why the fuck do I pencil anything in? Been chasing time like it never existed, like it was just some lost flame. Make it swift, make it short, make it hold until the end. Make it swift, make it short, make it hold until the end. Oh, you make it look. have the heart to break you. Cast in your very own spell. Didn't want a fake to make you. Maybe it's just part of your DNA. You've got the mind to take it in. Running against the crowd. She didn't need any saving. Make it swift, make it short, make it hold until the end. Make it swift, make it short, make it hold until the end. Hold until the end. Hold until the end.
From Sister Says and Hold On Till the End, and that comes from their album Heart Placement, which was a entry in the RPM Revolutions Per Minute Indigenous Music Culture 20 Best of 2014. And Sister Says are from Vancouver, and there's a brother and sister involved, Gillian and Rob Thompson. You can find out more about them at the RPM website, which is rpm.fm/music. And we're going to go right now into the gentrification explanation in the anarchist activist alphabet.
I aim to hit you, boy, don't push me. In the hood, there ain't no such thing as a good week. Every day we fightin' and shootin', get nice things, they come lootin'. Show your weakness, it's your life that you losin'. Now I pray to God, hoping that he's with me. Change need to come, and I'm hoping that it's different. I'm talking about spinach and kale instead of going to jail. Locally grown peas and carrots for the children. What's this I see?
I'm a witness.
I think they're coming, and I hope it's by me.
Sit and wish.
And I really can't lie. I really gotta testify. I'm hoping that some hipsters come gentrify. What's this I see?
I'm a witness.
I think they're coming, and I hope it's by me.
Sit and wish.
And I really can't lie. I really gotta testify. I'm hoping that some hipsters come gentrify.
Been in the hood for a minute, and I can't lie. There's no way that I can spin it. Every day I'm scared and in fear, and it's become just so clear. My life would be easier if iced coffee was near. Let's not forget our teas and the sauces. Cut your losses when you see them hipsters walking. Don't stand there gawking, just move on and mind your business. Cause somehow they know a crowd with dumb outfits and no pennies.
What's this I see?
I'm a witness.
I think they're coming, and I hope it's by me.
Sit and wish.
And I really can't lie. I really gotta testify. I'm hoping that some hipsters come gentrify.
Y'all know there's some dudes on my block that would kill me for saying some stuff like this, but hey, just get here, man. Please, man, we need help. Man, I heard y'all open up a mayonnaise shop in Best-Buy, man. That's where Biggie's from, man. What is that? It's beautiful.
Okay, you better listen to me good, because this is the ABCs of anarchism.
So moving on from F in the anarchist activist alphabet, the next letter, as you know, is G. G is for gentrification, genetic engineering, global warming, and gender. So for a quick look at gentrification, we're going to turn to the Urban Dictionary. Gentrification occurs when urban renewal of lower class neighborhoods attracts yuppie tenants. This drives up rent and drives out long-term lower income residents. It often begins when local artists who move to an area looking for a cheap place to live give the neighborhood a bohemian flair. This hip reputation attracts yuppies who want to live in such an atmosphere and drives out the lower income residents who are frequently ethnic or racial minorities. Gentrification also involves the yuppification of local businesses. Shops catering to yuppie tastes like sushi restaurants, Starbucks, etc. These replace local businesses displaced by higher rents. The term was coined by sociologist Ruth Glass, who says, "One by one, many of the working class quarters of London have been invaded by the middle classes, upper and lower. Shabby modest mews and cottages, two rooms up and down, have been taken over when their leases expired, and have become elegant, expensive residences. Once this process of gentrification starts in a district, it goes on rapidly until all or most of the original working class occupiers are displaced and the whole social character of the district is changed." We're going to hear a song now by Ryan Harvey from the anti-profit mutual aid collective of radical artists and musicians, Riot Folk. This song is called Gentrification.
Like a poverty wall. Investors chose this neighborhood to market, buy, and sell. Now there's condos growing like weeds, making the rent prices swell. The place that you were born in, the block where you were raised. The gentrification monster came and put it in its grave. They built a big hotel on the corner to bring the tourists in. Built a new prison wing for the local kids. There's a difference between development and gentrification. If there's a difference between a local shop and a global corporation. Another shopping center full of big box stores undercutting local businesses. They're gonna close their doors, that's gentrification. Gentrification. They saturate the media with logos and names. You get lost inside that world and you forget to point the blame. But there's a process behind the building based on market rates. So they're pushing you out of your building to make a clean slate. Switching the colors in the neighborhood by switching the class. While some big developer's getting rich, sitting on his ass. You gotta pack your bags and hit the road, or maybe hit the streets. Not poor enough for sympathy, not rich enough to compete. There's a difference between development and gentrification. If there's a difference between a local shop and a global corporation. One builds a higher standard that everyone enjoys. The other picks your pockets bare and gives you back the coins. That's gentrification. Gentrification. In search of something new, families are moving crossing over the imaginary line to the next town. Borders defining counties, borders defining states, determining who profits, determining who pays. They call it development, but it starts with destruction. First they demolish, then they start construction. A violent cycle enforced by cops and debt, one manifestation of a global human threat. There's a difference between development and gentrification, as there's a difference between a local shop and a global corporation. As they market off the cities like products in a store, the rich get richer and the poor stay poor. That's gentrification. 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 Gentrification.
Thank you.
from The Living End and All Torn Down. That was a part of my little compilation there for G, for Gentrification. And also you heard from Friends of the People and Gentrify Rap. Friends of the People is a sort of a skit comedy from New York, and the Gentrify Rap, the first song you heard there, is all about how things are, they're saying things would be much better in the hood if yuppies came and gentrified things. I wasn't sure whether to put that song before my explanation of gentrification or afterwards, so I put it before. Hopefully that worked out okay for you. And we had a caller call in and say that you can still register to vote for the state election, and you can do a provisional vote, which will still get counted, and you should go to the Electoral Commission Queensland page to find out information on how to do that and everything for the Queensland election. The website is ecq.qld.gov.au. With the election coming up, everyone wants to get rid of Campbell Newman, and unfortunately we've got the dumb and dumber or candidate A, candidate B. We've got Labor or Liberal, and the Liberal National Party coalition are bad. We don't like Campbell Newman. So unfortunately the main choice is then for Labor, but then that's not going to get us any better. So that's why I'm saying everyone should be involved in politics the whole time, be involved in making things better, and try and have some direct democracy in Queensland, somewhere where the people have decided to have a much more representative system and go towards a anarchist-based system of governing is Rojava in northern Syria, and there's three separate cantons, I think they call them, in Rojava, and they're mainly in the news at the moment because they're fighting against ISIS, and there's women's military groups as well as the men's military groups fighting there in Syria. In a town called Kobani has been mainly getting the news, and they've been holding out against ISIS for quite some time. I interviewed Nikki Darnesh, who is a person involved in the Middle Eastern Anarchist Network. And first of all, I started off by asking her to give us a bit of her background.
Oh, first of all, thank you so much for your time and interviewing me to make it possible to reach our voice, actually the Middle Eastern Anarchist Network, which I am working with them, and this is a great opportunity for us. Thank you so much. Yes. As I said, I am a part of Anarchist Network, Middle Eastern Anarchist Network, and we are in five different continents, and most of us are in Iran, and also we have people in Afghanistan, in Turkey, in other Middle Eastern countries, and as well as European countries and Canada, and I am in Australia.
So at the moment we're hearing about
combining mainly because of the threat from ISIS.
Yes, the situation in Kobani is it's something that worries us a lot because they are in a very, very difficult situation. They have been surrounded by enemies from all different sides. On one side, they are being attacked on their daily attack by ISIS, which is supported by fascist Turkish regime, and then they will be attacked through other Kurdish forces that they call themselves Peshmerga, and Peshmerga they are the military forces of Barzani, which is the Kurdish leader, but that part of Kurdish leader which belongs to is a kind of part of CIA and supported by Turkish regime as well, and they have so many different type of enemies around them, and that makes us very, very worried about their situation. And that's why reaching them all equipment and daily for their daily life, like food, and they are in the middle of winter, and all the necessary things that they need. It's so difficult. It's terribly difficult to reach them all these item that they really, really need. And in addition to that, the ISIS group, they have the most modern type of weapon, and they are defending themselves, the guerrillas, the freedom fighter, they are defending themselves with the very basic weapon, and this is that makes their situation even much more worse. And they are also in desperate needs of medicine equipments, and they are very short in having all facilities about with hospitals and doctors and all these very, very necessary things. They are desperately in need. Ben de geri adım edim Ember'in adını ve dilani Ember'in adını ve govende Tiro kavanırı merme Tabil abetini ve meydani Tabil abetini ve bende Lirroja ava şerri germe Ember'in adını ve dilani Ember'in adını ve govende Liselan seyidin fethi Liselin girin heybeti
Kobani is part of Rojava, which is an autonomous region in...
That's right. Yes. Yes. Actually, there are three three cities, if we can call it city or small cities, like Kobani, Jazira, and Afrin, that they will be it can be explained as a canton, that that they are independent, and they have organized everything by themselves, and it's based on a kind of democratic confederalism, which is everything will be decided by people. There is nothing like leader. There is nothing like boss, and the people have all equal right. Especially, it has been lots of focus on women's right in those regions. And this is something unbelievable, something very, very unique in the whole Middle Eastern history. That in this part of the Middle East, it is happening all these wonderful new kind of life, new system that the people are living in total equality beside each other, and they are managing everything by themselves without having a government.
And we've been listening to Nikki Dinesh, who is explaining to us about the autonomous region in northern Syria called Rojava. And I have been playing, I was playing a bit of actuality from a documentary which was, I think it was put together by someone for the BBC. The person is a Iranian journalist who was able to go in to Kobani to report on what was happening there. And also we're listening to some music from Rojava as well. And there's a lot of singing happening within the ranks of the armies there fighting against ISIS in Rojava. So we're going to listen to this a little bit and then go back into the second part of the interview with Nikki Dinesh. It's 20 minutes to 1 o'clock. You're on the Anarchy Show, Autonomous Action Radio on 4ZZZ 102.1. FM.
Solid.
this is actually for some while, and the reason of that is that since because the Öcalan, which was the leader of the PKK, he has been over 15 years, I guess, in prison. And during this time, he has used his time to do lots of researches, lots of studies. And one of them that has attracted him a lot, it was the idea of the Murad Bookchin, and that has made the most influence on his idea, and through that idea, and then they all came to a kind of very close idea of very similar to anarchist ideas, and that has made a huge change within the party, and also the members, because they have a huge amount of members. They are not a small group. They have hundreds of thousands of members, and most of them very, very well organized, very well trained, trained in the mountain, trained with a very difficult condition, with a very difficult type of life. And that's why they could resist actually what is happening in Kobani. Not a normal person could resist that, but they could do because they have been very well trained for this kind of situation.
Is this part of the struggle for a Kurdish state?
Yes, that's it's actually. Their idea about the independence of Kurdistan has changed, because now they are not thinking about having a separate country like Kurdistan. Now they are thinking about having independence, having being independent from any government, being independent from any state. And to live in a situation where the people can organize their life without being pushed or forced by someone in the top, like a government or a state or boss. And this is the most beautiful part of actually Kobani history.
So do the people in Rojava, do they organize their own educational facilities and hospitals?
Exactly. Yes. This is what they have managed to do. That they have managed up to now. They have managed to do all their basic needs without a banking system or things like that you can see in the capitalist system. They have managed to do lots of positive education. Especially they have concentrated a lot regarding the women's right, because women in especially in Middle East and also among some Kurdish group, they have been left very, very behind, and that's why Öcalan has emphasis a lot about the equality between men and women, and also the whole education system and everything what a society need. They are doing in the best way they can without being ordered by someone like a leader or someone like a government.
So in this autonomous region, does everyone work?
They just with the possibilities that they have in that region regarding for example how to produce things like fruit and food and from what is in that region. They using that resources, that those possibilities, and they just are trying to live with that, with what they have in that region. Nothing, no help from outside, nothing.
That was the end of that second part of my interview there with Nikki Dinesh, who's an anarchist based in Sydney and involved in the Black Rose Anarchist Bookshop in Sydney, as well as being part of the Middle Eastern Anarchist Network. And she was talking there about Rojava and Kobani in northern Syria. And there's a good article by David Graver, and it's about his trip to Kobani, and you can find that if you go to the Slack Bastard blog. Slack Bastard, the anti-fascist blog, and also, if you go to the Anarchy Show page on Facebook, you don't need to be a Facebook member, but if you go to the Anarchy Show page, you will find the two parts there of a documentary about what's happening in Kobani, and it's very amazing to watch the documentary and to see these men and women who are in this absolutely shattered town, and they're still fighting for their freedom and for their town against ISIS. And they do so in a non-authoritarian anarchist style community collective. We're going to hear a song now from Soul, and this is a new one from him. He's got it as a free download, first as Tragedy, then as Remix, and this is called Baghdad Shake.
Bang, 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 bang your dreams. That's why it's funny to hear Bush and Ridge on TV telling me to keep my eyes open for the enemy at home. Hell, the police are everywhere I go. It's been time to show the propaganda machine it will remain impossible to reach us as long as his story is in pieces. To me, it doesn't make sense like Mary and Jesus. How many victims of police brutality do we have in the place to be? Who in here remembers Thompson Square Park, Kent State, or Howard Beach? I debate we can't wait on man's laws to manifest justice for humanity's sake. These past acts of protecting and serving prove the scales will remain unbalanced until the pigs find their rights burning in the same fire that's cooking ours in broad daylight. I'm telling ya, they'll bomb you like moving Philadelphia. Who remembers Shaka Sankofa, the massacre at Waco, talking blues? Sorry, Bob, slave driver caught the fire and threw it back. With plenty of matches, pipes, and crack, all wrapped up into an economic CIA party pack with a little tag attached reading, "Die, nigga." So to all of the rich fraternities and sororities cloning soon-to-be judges and DAs, stop booking reggae bands at your keg parties. It's a slap in the face of the starving, for real. You need to think about that the next time you're jamming until the jamming is through. Off the record, smoking herb with the band, but in 5 years, you'll be responsible for the building of more death camps to imprison their youth. Who remembers JFK or MLK getting bucked by the United States government? The special interest groups is loving it, yeah. Killing you for fun is stressfully for the murderers we pay to carry guns. Who remembers Tupac in Atlanta or Rodney King in Los Angeles? Now is the time to unify our learning. The next time the burning begins, don't waste your time breaking windows and stealing TVs. If you get the urge to loot, call me at 555, pick up a gun and shoot. The American police state has the poor on the dinner plate, and if you don't believe me, just check the minority conviction rate in D.C. And for anybody in here who thinks I'm just talking shit, non-believer, get it correct. Before the recording, I copped a burner, and when I'm done here, I'm gonna jam fuck the police in the tape deck. Bounce to the 2nd Street overpass, call 911 in with a fake report, wait on the first pig I see, then bam, I'm gonna smoke his ass. You see, I figured out that's the best way to fuck the police. Besides, I'm fresh out of grease and principles. Now tell me, how many soldiers do we have in the place to be, and who the fuck feels expendable?
And that was part of the album by GM Grimm, which we played in its entirety on Outlaws Radio on Friday night. And if you go to the 4ZZZ On Demand, you can hear all of that if you go on demand and have a check out of Outlaws Radio. And the good news is that an environmental activist who was sentenced to 19 years prison as an eco-terrorist was released from prison last week. Eric McDavid was convicted on conspiracy charges in 2007 related to what the government called a plot to blow up the Nimbus Dam. This is in America. However, this conspiracy was actually the creation of a paid government informant who went by the name of Anna, who travelled the country with the group of activists and encouraged them to plot illegally. They also supplied them, with the FBI's involvement, supplied them with the ingredients and the recipe to make bombs. So just remember, kids, it's always the FBI undercovers that bring the bomb-making materials. So you've got to be careful. If you're going to do punk-ass action like that, just be careful who you do it with, because sometimes people aren't who they say they are. Just like in Britain, that undercover cops actually married and had children with the people who they were spying on. So you want to be careful about who you associate with. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back next week. You've been listening to Autonomous Action Radio on Z Digital. For more information about the show, you can go to autonomousactionradio.com or 4ZZZFM.org.au.
Song is for all the political Ever since we lost our common ground, that's what the law's been for. Friends, for those inside for drug offenses, does the state really care about your own misguided will? No, they're protecting the profits of the pharmaceutical and tobacco corporations, and you must suffer for the oligopoly of the few.